The Assembly bill would offer an optional public financing system for campaigns for state legislative and statewide offices, giving candidates $6 for every $1 in contributions. It would be financed in part through a $5 checkoff option on state income taxes. Bill Mahoney with the New York Public Interest Research Group says it's a good first step.
It's certainly a good start. We would like to see more in a final bill. This bill, for example, only regulates candidates who choose to opt into a system and doesn't change anything like contribution limits or enforcement for candidates who don't decide to opt in. And it doesn't include anything regulating the fundraising of political parties.
Governor Cuomo listed public campaign financing as a goal in his State of the State message this year. He says he hopes to pursue the issue with legislative leaders during the final 2 months of the legislative session.
I support campaign finance. I've been pushing it very hard all throughout the session. And we have a few weeks left, and I'm hopeful that we get something done.
But Cuomo says he won't be introducing his own bill right now. He says to do that without prior agreement from the legislature would just be a PR stunt.
You can take the public relations track of appearing to do something, and I can put out my bill and rant and rave about it, or I can actually try to get something done. And I'm trying to actually get something done. And that means working with the parties who have different opinions and coming up with an agreement that we can all live with and that we can actually pass and make a reality. And that's what I'm trying to do.
Cuomo says he'll publicly release legislation only if he can't win agreement with lawmakers. Mahoney with NYPERC says he hopes the governor follows through. He says Cuomo listed three major reform goals during his campaign for governor: ethics reform, redistricting reform, and campaign finance reform. Mahoney says the governor scored with an ethics agreement in 2011, but struck out this year when it came to redistricting, agreeing to a plan that permitted gerrymandered districts.
In our opinion, he's currently batting 500, and if he wants to end the session with a winning record for his reform proposals, he should certainly continue what he started at his State of the State and push to make this happen this year.
Republicans who are in charge in the state Senate have been reluctant to sign on to public campaign financing, saying that taxpayers don't want to fund candidates that they might not agree with and would rather contribute directly. Assembly Speaker Sheldon Silver said recently that he will also be introducing an alternative measure that will offer public campaign financing for just the state controller's race as a test case and as a compromise that perhaps the Senate could accept.
We have our own bill that covers all offices. We also have controller as a pilot bill, and we're willing to put them both out there and see which one the Senate would be more palatable to the Senate to begin the system.
The Assembly's campaign finance reform bill is set to be taken up in committee later in the week. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.